Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. This time, we're getting up close and personal with moths.
Moths, huh?
Yeah, but not just like, you know, their looks or anything like that. We're going deeper.
Okay, deeper into what exactly?
Into their color patterns and what those patterns can tell us about their, well, their whole lives, basically.
Wow, okay, that's pretty cool.
It is, right. So like how adaptable a moth is, how successful it is in its environment, you know, all that.
I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
Okay, so our main guide for this deep dive is a 2020 research paper. It's called Variable Color Patterns Indicate Multidimensional Intraspecific Trait Variation and Ecological Generalization in Moths.
Catchy. Where's this published?
Ecography. But anyway, the main question here, the one we're really going to try to answer is, can a moth's color patterns actually give us clues to its whole lifestyle? Like, how it lives, thrives, all that jazz.
That's a big question. I mean, we often just think of camouflage. Right?
Yeah.
When it comes to color patterns in nature.
Totally. But this research, it suggests that there's way more to it than just blending in.
Right, right. Okay, so what did they find?
Well, first, they looked at nearly 400 different species of noctuid moths in Sweden.
Okay, a good sample size.
And get this, moths with, like, more diverse, more variable color patterns, they had wider ecological niches.
Mean?
They could thrive in a wider range of habitats, and they weren't so picky about what they ate. The ultimate generalists.
Oh, I see. So these moths are like the adventurous foodies of the moth world.
Exactly. Not stuck with just a limited menu, right?
Makes you wonder if there are any other benefits to that kind of flexibility.
Well, there are. The study found that those same moths, the ones with all the color variations, they also had longer flight activity periods throughout the year.
Makes sense. If you can utilize more resources, adapt to different environments, you can be active for longer. You're not so limited by seasons or a particular food source.
Right. So cool. But here's something I thought was kind of weird. This whole color pattern variability things, it wasn't actually related to body size.
Interesting. We usually think that larger animals need more diverse colors for camouflage, just because they're a bigger target.
Right. That's what I thought too.
Apparently not, at least for these moths. Seems like size doesn't really matter when it comes to color pattern diversity.
Okay, so we've got these adaptable, generalist adult moths strutting their stuff with all their amazing color variations. But what about their, you know, their younger days?
Their larval stage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Does that factor into any of this?
No, that is where things get interesting. Turns out, variable color patterns are actually just as common in moth larvae as they are in adults.
So like mini fashionistas from the start.
Kinda. But here's the catch. They're totally independent of each other. A larva's color pattern won't tell you anything about what the adult moth will look like.
Whoa, hold on. So it's like a complete transformation, like a caterpillar turned butterfly situation, but for color.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder why, right? Why would there be this disconnect between larva and adult colors?
Did the researchers have any ideas about that?
They did. Their suggestion was that each life stage, the larva and the adult, they face different predators and environmental pressures. What works for camouflage or even signaling as a caterpillar, it might not work as well when you're a moth.
Ah, so different strategies for different stages of life?
Exactly.
Okay, so different survival games depending on what stage of life they're in. Makes sense. But let's go back to those stylish adult moths for a sec. We talked about how their color variations are linked to adaptability, but I'm curious, are there any other perks that come with having such a diverse wardrobe?
Good question. And yeah, the researchers, they dug into that too. One possibility they brought up was thermal regulation. You know, darker colors, they absorb more heat.
Right.
So having a variety of color patterns could actually help those moths regulate their body temperature, you know, depending on what's happening in the environment around them.
So like on a chilly morning, a moth with darker patterns could warm up faster.
Exactly. And then flip side, a lighter moth wouldn't overheat as easily during the day when the sun's blazing.
That makes a lot of sense, especially when you consider all the different habitats these moths live in. That kind of flexibility would be a huge plus.
Absolutely. But there could be even more to it. Another idea is that the variable color patterns help moths avoid predators, but not through camouflage.
Wait, really? I'm not sure I'm following you. How would color variation help them if it's not about blending in?
Okay, so picture this. You're a predator out hunting for some tasty moths. If every single moth looks exactly the same, you start to develop what's called a search image. It's like a mental picture of what your prey looks like, right?
Right, okay.
But now imagine all those moths have different colors, different patterns, all mixed up. It makes it way harder for you as the predator to zero in on a target.
Ah, it's like trying to pick out one specific book on a shelf that's crammed with books of all different sizes and colors. It just messes with your visual search.
Exactly. It throws off the whole search pattern.
Right.
Editors don't have that easy, clear target anymore.
Fascinating. So it's not just about hiding, it's about confusing the predator,
Right.
making them work harder to even recognize what they're looking for.
Precisely. And it shows you how powerful variation itself can be as a survival tactic. Adds a whole other layer to this predator-prey dance.
Definitely makes you think. So this study, they looked at moths in Sweden, right?
They did, yeah.
Do you think this link between color pattern variety and adaptability would apply to other parts of the world too?
That's a great question. I mean, Sweden's got its own unique environment, climate, all that. It'd be interesting to see if we'd find those same patterns somewhere totally different, like a rainforest or maybe a desert.
Right, totally different environments, and maybe even with different types of moths, not just these noctuid ones.
Exactly. There's so much more out there to explore, so much we don't know yet. I mean, think about how many moth species are out there all over the globe.
It really makes you realize how much we're still uncovering about nature, about all its hidden connections. And it's incredible how something as seemingly simple as a moth's color pattern can give us so much insight, like a glimpse into their whole lifestyle, their survival strategies, everything.
Absolutely.
It really gets you thinking, doesn't it? Like what other little details in nature, things we might not even notice at first, could hold all these secrets about the organisms that have them.
Oh, absolutely. And it just underscores how everything's connected. You know,
Yeah.
a tiny thing like a color variation, it can tell us so much about a whole species' way of life, how they've adapted, even their role in the whole ecosystem. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, definitely makes you appreciate moths in a whole new way.
No kidding.
Well, I think we've definitely gone deep on moth color patterns today.
I'd say so.
Maybe next time we see a moth out in the wild, we won't just see it as, just a bug. We'll see it as this like symbol of adaptation of how intricate life on Earth really is.
I love that. That's a great way to put it.
Well, that about wraps it up for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us and exploring the fascinating world of moths with us. Until next time, keep those curious minds buzzing.
Of